Okay, so we're going to catch up with Toran Hetland, the new coach that's been signed on with Cross Country Canada and the Canadian World Cup team. And Toran is a really storied skier, and he's got a coaching career as well. And we're going to find out, you know, what made him decide to come to Canada and how things have been going since he came on board, and his prognosis for the season. Toran, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, exciting to talk with you, and of course it's exciting for the team, I'm sure, to have you on board. It's you're a seasoned skier and had a great career, and we're excited to talk with you and learn about you know, how you've come to Canada. And maybe what we can do is just start with a little history. Many readers will know you, but some won't. And so it'd be good to get a little kind of history about Toran Hetland and your skiing career in brief.
Yeah, I've been I'm most well known for my sprinting, but I always try to be an all-round skier. So I have won distance races in classic and skating, and have some World Cup victories also in sprint, and also some medals from the World Championships and in Olympics. So I had a good career, and the last years I have been after I retired from skiing, then I worked coaching 1 year in Germany, and were in the Olympics in Vancouver. And after that, I have been in Switzerland for 4 years. And now suddenly, the chance with Canada showed up, and I'm looking forward to the work with the Canadian team. And I like what I'm seeing from the athletes.
Very good. It's exciting. So you were with a Swiss team for about 4 years, I guess, with Dario Colonia.
I was coaching the sprinters in Switzerland, and but of course in a small country like that we have a lot of things to do together in, sure, in training camp and in training and also in racing with all the athletes.
So it's exciting. So you were at the Vancouver Games, so it's not your first time to Canada. And what was the Vancouver trip, your first trip to Canada?
No, I have been doing some of the World Cups in Canmore also.
Mm-hmm.
So I always liked Canada and Canmore, and then Vancouver Olympics were a very, very nice Olympics, and I'm glad that I could be there with the German team.
Yeah, excellent. So you had some kind of history here. You had some familiarity with the facilities and with the environment here. So tell us, how did the opportunity come up to come to Canada and to coach the team?
I was done with the coaching in Switzerland, and I talked with Justin, and I understand that that the team wanted some small changes, and they needed some new blood into the team, and then it worked out, and yep, suddenly I were coaching in Canada.
Very good. So the transition was pretty smooth and pretty quick from Switzerland here.
Was very quick done, and I were doing some meetings before Easton, and then I also had, but I had to wait some weeks before it was confirmed 100%. And I also finished the highest trainer education in Switzerland in the spring. So I was a little bit busy. So, but from 1st of May, I've been coaching the team.
So did you know the athletes? I mean, I'm sure you knew of the athletes, but did you have any relationship with the athletes prior to getting involved with the team?
Yeah, I know Davin, Alex, Len, Ivan from the World Cup scene, and I know Justin from many years on the World Cup. So I know some of the athletes quite well, but not like the training stuff and this stuff, these things.
Sure, this is a different orientation, but obviously you knew of the team, and obviously Devin was second overall, and of course Alex last year had a great season. So tell us about what kind of situation has happened. I think there's been two or three camps so far. Tell us a little bit about how it's gone and when it started.
The first camp were up in Canmore and Sunshine, and we did some very good skiing up in Sunshine. I get to know the Dadlets a little bit better, the whole system in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Also a little bit over the culture in Canada, what training is looking like, and also see a little bit how the terrain and everything are, and after that we had our next camp in Bend, Oregon, and did good dryland training, and also the training groups from Quebec and Thunder Bay were there, so
mm-hmm.
So I met some of the other trainers in Canada.
Sure.
And now we are in Stratton and training here, and it's good training here, and also with the American friends that is living and training here in Stratton, we are having some good workouts.
Yeah, I understand you're with Sverre Caldwell, and Andy Newell is also helping you guys there.
Yeah, and the team will be set up with Justin as the head coach, and then Louis will be the coach for Alex also.
Yes.
The next year, but I will be around in all the World Cups, and also having most of the lead in the World Cups.
Sure, that's the way we understand it. So tell us your impression. I mean, the Canadian system has been evolving over the years, and we've heard good things about Canmore and other you know areas in the country. What's your impression compared to you know what you've seen over the years? I mean, throughout Europe, etc. You've seen so much, and give us an understanding of how Canada compares.
It's a little bit for me. It's a little bit culture shock when I'm coming out of Norway. I believe that everybody is skiing, and then you are coming to other countries and are seeing a small sport, but you are seeing very professional athletes and a very good organized system. So from I compare the Norwegian skiing as the hockey in Canada.
Yeah, sure.
And, the skiing in Norway, everybody do it, and the hockey in Canada, everybody is doing it. So there is some culture thing that is not covered up, but. The last years, there have been very good results. First from old father from from Alex.
Absolutely.
And then the girls were doing very well with Becky, Sara, Chandra.
Sure.
And then also with Alex, Ivan, and Devin also have been producing very good results, and as long as you are training well, then everything is possible, as long as you have a good team around you.
Yeah, sure.
That's one of the strongest part of this World Cup team. That's the good team spirit. It's one of the best team that I ever have seen.
Mm-hmm.
In my life as athlete and as coach. They are like very nice group together, and they are like pushing each other and are very direct with others, and we can take the discussions and bring it up, and then life is going on without a bad mood. So so that's very cool to see, and I think that's one of the strongest thing that the team are having. And if as long as we are training well, then also the results will come for sure.
Yep, that makes sense, and you know it mirrors what we've heard. The U.S. women's team has done really well over the years. I'm sure you're aware of that. Keegan Randall, of course, with the third globe,
yep.
And listening to some of the comments about that team and what's made it so strong. It's the camaraderie, it's the spirit, and I believe you're correct in what you're saying about the Canadians as well. I think, you know, if you feel good, then you're inclined to race good.
Yeah, and so, also it's unbelievably important because we are traveling 210 days in a year together, yeah. and if you don't have come along with the teammates, then it's difficult.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. It's an important part of the environment, and I think we've seen some of the videos coming out, and some of it spilling over to the Scandinavians. I know that the Swedish team put together a funny video. I'm sure you've seen them, and it's interesting to see how the sport is becoming more international. The skiers are cross-pollinating, and coaches are cross-pollinating. So it's nice to see that, and hopefully it's bringing results on both sides of the ocean. So,
yep.
How do you find the training structure, more or less here compared to, you know, what you were used to seeing in Europe? I know there are differences pointed out by some of the athletes. It would be interesting to hear your perspective.
I think maybe in, first of all, in Norway, there is a training culture where everybody knows what they have to do to be a good skier, because in every small town there is a Olympic champion, and there's this philosophy is like through the whole system, in the whole system, and maybe overseas, maybe some athletes, some coaches are believing that the magic is happening a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, and are like jumping too much from one philosophy to another. So I think the biggest secret and an easy secret from Norway of training that they keep it very, very simple, and 95% of the training is quite simple to understand, and maybe some of the athletes that are getting older maybe try out some other kinds of trainings, but the basic training is laying under the athletes until you are like getting 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic training in Norway is kept very simple.
It sounds like the formula for success then is fairly straightforward, and as long as you stay on that track, then the chances of success are higher.
Earlier or later, you will get results. But I'm saying you. The athletes are getting what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do the work, then for sure you won't get any results.
Do you feel that the level of competition that you're seeing nowadays on the World Cup, and I mean overall with Northug and with Bjørgen and all the top skiers, are you seeing a higher level of top level skiers than when you were skiing, or is it about the same? Is it too hard a comparison to make?
It's difficult to compare the athletes today with the athletes that have been in the past, and what I think that is the sport is development a little bit from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure you need other strong points than what Daly was needing in 94.
Right.
So, but I've would not say that that level is higher now than earlier, but I think the athletes are maybe stronger on higher speed, for sure better technique, and that's the reason that they are moving faster. But maybe some of the athletes earlier had even a better, bigger engine with the first of all, with Wii Automax.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and also the equipment that's changed over the years, that can also be a factor as well.
Also, the products in the VAX cabin is
sure.
It's a little bit different now than earlier. And for example, in the World Cup, in the Olympics in 94.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to the Olympics now, when you're seeing on the size on the serviceman, it's completely different. You can't compare it at all.
Yes, of course. We did a feature story last year in Ski Tracks about the wax trucks and the evolution, and Norway was the first, but everybody else followed, and now it's a big caravan of wax trucks.
I think the wax trucks are very important for the environment, for the servicemen that is on the roads so much that they have a working station that is suited for themselves. Also, like carrying stuff out and in, and also all of the damp and all of the things that is in the bags that they are using, that they are standing in a clean room. I think it's very, very good. So that's a good step for the servicemen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's made the sport more sophisticated, and it makes the athletes a little bit more access, and the number of skis that they can carry. It's pretty amazing. It's like a mobile ski shop in a sense.
It's not always good to have many skis. I believe in if you have your ski bag, if you have your racing skis, and it's five to six, seven pairs in classic and skating, you have enough skis. So I'm not sure if you need a lot of truck all the time.
Yeah, I understand. Well, it sounds like things are going well, and the team is doing well. And tell us about how things are going in Stratton. How long are you there for?
We will be here for 2 weeks, and we came here early August, and we'll finish the camp in mid of August. So. We do first of all good with volume in the training and also the hard trainings with high quality here. So that's a good thing when we are together with that we are training, eating, and sleeping and try to be on the edge of what is possible to train for the body and after that there will be plenty of time of recovery and then a new training block before the Park City camp.
Okay, and everybody in the team is kind of meeting the levels that you're expecting.
Yes, for the moment, so I can see improvement for all of them, and I like what I'm seeing, and also the steps that they are doing are in the right direction for all four of them, and until now. Knocking wood, everything have been good. Everybody is healthy. Nobody have some
sickness or issues about that.
Yeah, sickness or issues, and they can train normal, and that will pay off in the winter.
Well, I know that talking with Justin that the team is doing less traveling in terms of going either to New Zealand or whatever for training, so that also keeps the it keeps everybody a little bit more sane in terms of sickness and downtime for the training process and just on the body, etc. So that's also good for everybody.
It's very good for a team that we have the good big training camps, and we are coming together, training well, and then the athletes have time at home to train on their weaknesses, and then we make a new training camp again, so we will have enough time together before the winter is coming.
Very good. Well, listen, Tor Aaron, so it's great to chat with you. So nice to have some time and see what's going on for you and the team. And we're looking forward to seeing the guys on the World Cup and the whole team perform this year. It's been exciting so far, and we know they're capable of great results. And we're looking forward to touching base with you in Park City and Frozen Thunder and see how you're progressing and keeping in touch with you.
If there is something, then send me a text or a mail, and then we can talk again.
We look forward to it, and we welcome you to Canada again. And thanks for everything and your time today, and all the best going forward.